Demanding justice for Tyre Nichols. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. The release of four graphic police videos brought protesters out in Memphis, Tennessee, and several other cities last night. The video shows Nichols, a black man, getting beaten by five black police officers. As the beating ensues, just steps away from Nichols' home, he can be heard repeatedly screaming for his mother. He died 3 days later. The officers are charged with murder. Police body cam video of the attack on Paul Pelosi has also been released. It shows Pelosi and David DePapp struggling over a hammer. Pelosi, the husband of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, was eventually hit over the head. Earlier, he had called 911 after DePapp broke into his San Francisco home.
What's the gentleman's name?
I don't know.
What's that?
My name's David.
The name is David.
Okay, and who is David?
I don't know. What's that? I'm a friend of theirs. Yeah, he says he's a friend, but as I said, I've never...
But you don't know who he is?
No, ma'am.
Nancy Pelosi wasn't home during last year's attack. More violence in the Middle East. Israeli authorities say two people were shot and wounded today near Jerusalem's Old City. The Palestinian suspect was neutralized. In San Diego, the main gate to Camp Pendleton had to be closed for a couple of hours last night after a driver tried to ram into security barricades at the Marine Corps base. Those inside the vehicle were taken to a hospital. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Three children allegedly strangled by their mother in Massachusetts have all died. A 5-year-old girl and a 3-year-old boy were pronounced dead on Tuesday. A baby boy who had been clinging to life died yesterday at a hospital. Lindsay Clancy is accused of strangling her kids before jumping out a window. She survived and is facing murder charges. In neighboring New Hampshire, several children have been removed from a home.
A couple is facing charges after their 5 children were found living in absolutely filthy conditions. And the kids may have never been rescued were it not for one of them yelling out a window for help. A public works employee in Manchester heard the boy's plea and contacted police. Police say when they arrived for a welfare check, they found animal waste on the floor, trash strewn throughout the house, and the stench of feces and urine. 5 children under 14 were removed from the home. Steve LaGault and Candace Crocklin are both charged with child endangerment. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Prison time for a man who stole a truck with a child inside.
An Indiana judge on Friday sentencing a 35-year-old Indianapolis man to 5 years in prison for stealing a truck with a 1-year-old child inside the vehicle. Last month, Gonzalo Mondragon Jr. entered guilty pleas to charges of criminal confinement, auto theft, and resisting law enforcement. Investigators say last September, Mondragon was seen on video stealing the truck, which the child's mother had left running while she was in a gas station. The child was found unharmed in suburban Indianapolis after an Amber Alert was issued. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
New Zealand's new prime minister has surveyed damage in the country's largest city following torrential rains and flooding. At least three people have died in Auckland. Friday was the wettest day ever recorded in the city. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.